This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Today, of course, is a national holiday celebrating the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. While the civil rights leader is known for his protests against segregation and racism, he was also an advocate of unions and workers' rights. In fact, in 1968, he was assassinated shortly after speaking with sanitation workers in Memphis. The workers were on strike to protest their low wages and unsafe working conditions. Union membership and strike activity has been falling in the decades since King's death. But more recently, that has been starting to change. Between 2021 and 2022, the number of strikes rose almost 50%. That's according to Cornell University. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, that pickup in strike activity, it's got a lot of momentum.
In a lot of industries, working conditions have gotten a lot worse during the pandemic. Kathy Creighton at Cornell University says workers are stressed.
And with labor shortages, that exacerbates the stress because they're just, you know, you have to do more with a lot less people.
Creighton used to be an attorney with the National Labor Relations Board. And she says going on strike can be risky. In some cases, employers are allowed to permanently replace striking workers. But businesses might think twice about doing that right now, given how hard it's been to find workers in the first place.
If there's nobody in line to take your job because there are just not enough people, that gives you incredible strength in striking.
Creighton says many striking workers have won big concessions recently. Last week, nurses in New York City reached a deal to raise salaries by about 19% after striking for 3 days. But John Haywood, an economics professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, says employers have been pushing back. For instance, look at the more than 250 Starbucks locations that have voted to unionize.
There isn't one signed contract yet, and you can expect management to fight many, many of those.
And Haywood says the shortage of labor might not last if the economy slows and unemployment rises.
If it goes up a lot more, things would not look as favorable for labor.
Thing is, unions have been pushing back against growing income inequality, says Kate Bond, chief economist at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth. Even if labor shortages go away?
I think those sort of underlying structural factors that have driven workers to the breaking point remain really persistent.
And 71% of Americans approve of labor unions, according to Gallup. That's the highest approval rating since 1965.
By giving unions that are engaging in collective activity more leverage through public support of their activity, that puts more pressure on employers.
And Bond says as more strikes succeed, workers are more likely to organize one at their own workplaces. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.